This Rush Hour catch-up is for the Honda 7-year sale, on now till June 30.
For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, Perth's Mix 94.5.
As I've mentioned a couple of times before, I run a gaming podcast
called
Game On Australia, Game On AUS, okay. If you want to check it out. The latest episode will be up tonight. But there's a little thing going on in the space at the moment about a game called Fortnite.
Know about this?
Yes.
My 7-year-old has already played it many, many times.
Well,
actually.
There you go, yeah. Right? A lot of people saying too many times, in fact, turning into a bit of addiction. Cam Adair is the founder of Game Quitters and joins us now to dive a little deeper into the conversation around Fortnite and the stories of addiction coming from it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Cam, I understand you're in Australia and in particular to talk to parents and communities about Fortnite.
I've been in Australia, yeah. I've been there a number of times now and, you know, it's been a really hot topic. I had 700 parents in Brisbane come to a talk all about video game addiction.
Can you explain a little bit about what Game Quitters is and what it does?
So Game Quitters is the largest support community in the world for video game addiction, and that comes from my own personal journey. So I struggled with this growing up. I dropped out of high school, never graduated, never went to college, and eventually came to a point where I wrote a suicide note, and that's where I decided to make a change. And part of that change was kind of sharing my story and sharing what I've learned. You know, we have about 50,000 members in 91 countries all over the world right now coming together to say, I want help.
It's great to actually finally hear someone who's been through this journey and come out the other side. I want to play you something from one of our television's national breakfast shows.
There's over 130 evidence-based pieces of research that tell us that violent games like this increase aggressiveness, increase angry thoughts, increase aggressive behaviour.
What are your thoughts on that particular sort of rhetoric?
Yeah, wonderful question. So first, I just want to state that I'm not against gaming, and I think that's a big difference between me and a lot of people who speak about the subject and something, you know, you and I actually can relate on. I think most people who play video games are completely fine, 90%. It's just those 10% who might struggle with some addiction challenges, and I believe they deserve help. When it comes to the violence in video game conversation, I'm in the U.S. right now, so the school shooting violence in video game conversation is very hot. I think that conversation is actually fairly problematic overall in actually helping people want to get help. I think it only stigmatizes gaming more. I think it only makes gamers more defensive because you're stating that their passion in life is going to cause them to be violent. Or I don't think that the evidence in research actually supports that, but it is really appealing for clickbait media. There's a lot of people out there that want to get help for this issue, and we should support them. And I think being mindful of our conversation about it is very important for that.
In particular, with respect to children becoming addicted to these video games, what are some of the ways that you yourself, having been through this journey, have found actually work when it comes to working with families and their children who are addicted to games like Fortnite?
Understanding why you're so drawn to games is the first step. For me, I gamed because it was an escape. It was a way to socially connect. It was a way to see measurable progress in my life. And it was a way that I felt certain, and it gave me a sense of purpose. So finding those emotional needs in other activities is the very beginning of that. You're going to have to learn how to deal with cravings. You're going to go through withdrawal symptoms. That's going to be part of your experience. I personally recommend taking 90 days off and using that as an experiment to be able to learn more about yourself. Now, for parents, that might be a bit of a different story. For parents, they have to set strong boundaries and be very firm in maintaining them, but also be prepared for the outburst. I regularly hear from parents who say, I cut off gaming and my kid is now just completely refusing to do anything. I think that has to also be part of the conversation. There needs to be professional support involved in these conversations, and parents both have to set firm boundaries and be very consistent in them, but also be prepared that some things can get intense and they have to kind of stand their ground and bring professional support in when that's needed. There's a lot of support out there. And I also know that in Australia, there are different organizations and therapists and counselors that specialize in this issue. I think that the more parents can be educated on the subject, the more they're able to approach it in a way that's actually supportive and helpful. And the people who need help can get it. And as we improve the conversation around this topic, I hope that that helps gamers who don't have a problem to be able to game in peace instead of constantly being under attack. I think that's a really important part of the conversation as well.
Cam Adair is the founder of Game Quitters. They're an online organisation that helps with game addiction. We really appreciate your time on this subject, Cam. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Go to thegame.com.au for awesome footy tipping and fantasy football. And now, the Rush Hour's footy tips with Lisa and Pete. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Mazda and Mix 94.5. With thanks to our official partner, Tap Touch.
So this year, Fitzy.
Yeah.
Who's filling in for Lisa this week, and thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We're going to the Footy Mad Kids of Perth, all right? The ultimate experts in the AFL.
This is brilliant.
It is brilliant. And each week they're giving us their tips, and then we've got a little leaderboard out there. They're representing their schools. And this week for round 13, it's Madison, who's from year 3 at Yanjibut Primary School.
Hey.
Hi, Madison.
Hi.
Okay, first thing, before we get into the tips, which team do you support?
Eagles.
Oh, kids are loving the Eagles this year, aren't they?
Yeah, why do you support the Eagles, Madison? Is it because your parents like the Eagles?
No, because they're first.
Okay.
Because they're first, see?
Winner, winner.
When you're young, mate, you can just flip-flop.
Yeah, perfect.
Doesn't matter. Just go with the leader.
All right, Madison, we're going to get into your tips, okay? Fitzy's going to kick us off.
It's a Thursday night game. That means it's on tonight, Madison. Port Adelaide Power are taking on the Western Bulldogs.
Port Adelaide.
Ooh, yeah, good call, dude.
Yeah, good call. Why do you think Port Adelaide?
Because they're higher on the ladder.
You know your ladder.
Yeah,
Madison knows the ladder.
We move on to Friday. The Sydney Swans are going to be hosting the West Coast Eagles. It's your team, Madison.
Eagles.
They lost to Sydney at the start of the season.
They did.
Madison.
Yeah. How did you feel about that loss at the start of the season, Madison? Do you think they'll bounce back?
I know.
Yeah. It's all Buddy Franklin, though.
Yeah.
Just take him out early and then they'll be fine. The Carlton Blues take on the Fremantle Dockers, Madison. Who do you think will win in that game?
Dockers.
Good work.
Yes.
So often an Eagles supporter will tip against the Dockers just for spite.
Yeah, I know. But,
Madison wants to win.
We've got the Gold Coast Suns and St Kilda. Who do you think is going to win there?
St Kilda.
Hawthorn and Adelaide. This is a tough one. Both teams not going great.
Adelaide.
Final game of the round, Madison. It's the Geelong Cats versus the Richmond Tigers at the MCG. Who's going to win there?
Richmond.
Oh, very nice.
Why Richmond?
Because they're better than the Cats.
Yeah. They are. They are, Madison. And before you go, Madison, who's your favourite Eagle?
Knick-knack Millie.
Of course it is.
Everybody's favourite Eagle.
It's the number 9, isn't it?
By the way, Madison, now all of the byes, like we've got 6 bye teams, which means we're going to give you 3 points straight off the bat already, okay? So you can lock those away, and then next week we're going to find out how you're going when we find out how all the games went. Good luck, Madison.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Your mate been trying to get out of this job anyway, and now redundancy's appeared on the table.
Yeah, well, he's been thinking about quitting, and the boss said whoever between you and the other bloke is the worst performer, we're going to let you go and give you a redundancy.
We're getting you a reward. It's like perform badly.
So you
win this.
So he's doing his darndest to get sacked because he really wants that redundancy.
133353, how'd you try to get sacked? Anthony and Meriwa, tell us a story.
Went out and bought mine and my partner's first house and was working away at the time and wasn't a fan of the boss, neither was a lot of the locals. But, so he'd go out and he would quote jobs and then, go, all right, you go out, do the job. And I'd be going away, working away, and I went, oh, I want to be home every night. I'm just going to take my time with these jobs. And then, of course, he ended up charging them more and then they all weren't happy and he was slowly getting annoyed with me and, yeah. Was trying to, but I ended up just giving up on trying to,
So you were just like, I've had enough of this, so I'm going to take my fair old sweet time with this job and just...
And you just charged more.
Isn't that just what... No, I better not say it. Mandry in Kensington. Hi. Tell us, how'd you try to get sacked?
So I grew up in the Karoo region of South Africa, which is like the outback here, on a farm. Mm. And every holiday I used to work on the farm. Eventually, when I went to uni, my dad said, okay, you have to get a job in the city now or wherever you're studying.
Yeah.
So he said, why don't you try waitering? Because then you can learn some people skills. Obviously, coming from the farm, there's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
So the first time, that I didn't have the biggest smile on my face while a customer were complaining. I just went and said, do you really think it's wise to talk to somebody serving you food like that? You know, 'cause I was used to serving livestock, and frankly, I prefer serving the livestock a lot better than serving people. They're just rude. Yeah, oh, that was it. But I tried.
You tried. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Honda 7-year sale on now till June 30.